Former U.S. Park Police Chief Teresa Chambers is still trying to get her job back. It's been a year since she lost it for saying Park Police could no longer provide an adequate level of security because of a lack of funds. Chambers spoke to WTOP's Richard Day and Mike Moss about her fight to return to work and about the status of the Park Police today.
Giving up isn't in my vocabulary, and we're working on another stage of the appeal. In fact, we're still early in the appeal process. I've learned so much about the different administrative processes we need to get through just to get into federal district court if that becomes necessary.
Now, the amazing thing of all of this is if you had blown the whistle on, say, you worked at a drug firm or any kind of company out there, maybe an automobile firm or a tobacco company, if you'd blown a whistle, there are protections that would keep anyone from being able to fire you as a consequence of your honesty. But being a federal government employee, you didn't have the same protection, did you?
Well, no, there are whistleblower protections in some laws on the books, but they are so narrowly defined that it's difficult to get a person or a judicial body to understand that what I did is, in fact, whistleblowing. Look, it comes down to the fact that these icons, these memorials, even the parkways for which the United States Park Police are responsible, are a critical part of our homeland security structure. Yet we're often forgotten about when it comes to hearings for monies or liaison with other organizations. It was my job to make sure, and I believe that's what my bosses wanted me to do, to make certain that those areas were there, those precious symbols of freedom were there for future generations. I did not want my bosses or me to be standing among the ruins of one of these places.
Well, let me ask you, as an employee when you were chief, did you talk about your concerns privately and enlist the support of those who might be able to improve your budget and cover the shortfalls that you described in security?
Oh, you bet. I spent a lot of time trying to educate folks to give them my professional background and the needs that I had heard and witnessed from my own officers. Until the moment I was silenced, when I was told to give no more interviews and then sent home, I still believed I was giving them the information, my bosses, that they wanted. I thought that I was doing the job for which they hired me. I hope to go back there and continue that at one point.
Oh, a year ago, you talked about this lack of security and safety. What's the situation today that you're aware of?
Well, what we've learned recently is there are fewer officers today in the United States Park Police than there were a year ago at this time when I sounded the alarm. And yet there are more obligations. We've got the World War II Memorial open now. The Statue of Liberty has reopened. And, of course, we've got major events coming up, like the inauguration.
Now, you write in your op-ed piece that suppression of information is spreading, and the gag orders, non-disclosure agreements, and the government's refusal to turn over documents. You go on to talk about some of the plight of the federal service workers and then ask the question, is anyone listening? Are you frustrated at this point that you haven't been able to get more traction in the argument that you're presenting publicly?
That is a frustration because, on the one hand, I've got hundreds of thousands of supporters. They visit honestchief.com, a website where folks can keep up to date about what's going on. They leave notes. They write emails. And yet we haven't heard people in official policymaking roles speaking up and saying, what's wrong? Why haven't we looked at the issues that are going on in the Park Police? See, when I spoke up last year, the attention was drawn toward me, but still not towards the men and women in the Park Service and the Park Police that are putting their lives on the line, trying to do their best. Somebody needs to take responsibility for this. It shouldn't be a partisan issue. Someone in Congress needs to start asking questions and holding hearings and finding out what's gone on.
Former U.S. Park Police Chief Teresa Chambers. I'm Jude Lindley, FederalNewsRadio.com.